from the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready? Are you
ready? This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
On Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mamie Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the phone.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mamie, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Hello.
It's Friday!
Stop that.
Yeah.
Way too loud.
Way loud.
Let's just jump right into it.
Jump right in. I didn't go to bed until like after it was 12:00 something.
Yeah, and
I
already
went to sleep.
I already feel like I'm getting sick. Like my voice feels so weak this morning.
Falling apart. We had Kissmas last night, for those of you that might not be familiar with what happened last night.
You're sucking on a candy cane.
I didn't brush my teeth.
You did it?
I didn't brush my teeth.
Ew.
I woke up at 5:20. What do you want from me?
So a candy cane's going to do it?
Hold on. Let me brush real quick.
Stick?
God, you're giving it like a lick and a promise. Ew.
That's so stupid.
Ew.
I had stuff in my teeth yesterday?
Yeah, you were like using a paper to floss.
That was a wing.
Like, we got to talk.
That was a chicken wing. That's, yeah. Listen.
I'm concerned about your hygiene.
Yeah, I would be too.
If you want to talk off the air, we're here.
I feel like that's something, by the way.
Forehead said what? What happened?
Forehead said what? Jeez.
Ah, there he is.
So
you
producer
got that
Nicole,
extra 20 minutes of sleep. Did you good, huh?
Yeah. He's way more wired than all of us.
He's it's so, the candy cane. It's
the
all
candy
sugar.
Cane.
I'm going to be crashed out by 7.
Yeah. And I got you called Nicole, producer. Forehead said what? Nicole has a mysterious line on her forehead. She has two of
did
them?
Did you see them, Lauren?
No.
It's the most
go
mysterious
look and report back.
Thing.
She's not going to come in here.
Should
you have
I go?
To go in there. Yeah.
Okay. And she doesn't know where it came from, which is even funnier.
And you, tell everyone what you think it looks like.
It looks like she slept on a table and maybe her hand or some papers were on the table.
Or if she had like a watch on.
Oh, yeah, she definitely. She definitely fell asleep on the desk.
She's not telling us, though.
She says she slept in a bed. So there's something happened last night. We don't know the full story, too.
Did you sleep on the headboard?
No. I actually slept really good for the 3 hours that I got.
Did you come in here and, like, put your head on the desk?
No. I mean, I was, like, looking, like, under the table and stuff, but I, like, wasn't for an extended period of time.
No, but also, the lines are going vertical. It's not like they're going horizontal.
But they're, it's not like a bump. It looks like a sleep line.
I know.
All right, boo. Well, I'm really pretty sure you're safe. She went out after Kissmas last night.
Oh, my gosh.
She didn't go to bed until, like, after 1.
Oh, she's 27 as well, or 26.
She said she went to look at Christmas lights with a group of people. You ready for this? At 1:30 this morning.
Which I thought families cut the Christmas lights off.
I do. Mamie leaves his on until the morning.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I shut them off when I leave in the morning. So did a lot of people in the neighborhood.
It was a neighborhood. They were outdoor. And it was a beautiful display in Myers Park.
Beautiful. Oh, she went to the rich side of town.
Oh, man. Well, I think we're officially right after Kissmas. We're officially into the Christmas vibe here. We got one more week to go before we're on vacation. Yep.
And since it is the day after Kissmas, just know that we're going to phone it in today. Just as we always... Oh, hey, hang on.
Oh, yes.
I got jingle bells, yo.
We have our Christmas clomping concert is on... Our Christmas clopping concert is on the deck for today.
Yes.
At 6:50. Go, buddy, go.
Yeah.
Those are the biggest jingle bells I've ever seen.
I got big balls, I know.
They're the size of baseballs.
All right.
We got a ton to do today. We're going to tell you how you can let your kids talk to Santa Claus.
Hey!
Coming up, 10 minutes on the MRL show. Come on, Friday.
Trees, raise up cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath. Christmas by myself this year.
this year.
Get those giant Christmas bells.
Michaels. Merry Christmas.
But I think I'll miss this one this year.
Ah.
No Christmas song is complete without the whip.
Because they whip the evidently reindeer. It's a Christmas song. It's really bad.
Giddy up.
Oh, yes.
I like to think Santa rocks after this song on the way to my house.
The Waitresses, Christmas Wrapping. One of my favorite Christmas songs. Legendary Friday Free-for-All, by the way, where we throw back old school style coming your way at 7:45 this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a great night, though.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was
Holy cow, Christmas.
Yeah, you know, we got a chance to talk with Sabrina Carpenter, which... she's come to Charlotte multiple times now. So it's like we're friends.
Yeah, same with the boys from Why Don't We.
Yeah.
We'll have intern Adam Driver in here in just a little bit. Find out why he ended up on the lap of one of the guys from Why Don't We.
Say.
We'll have that story coming up. Plus, so much more to do today. 12 Balloons of Christmas is on the dock.
Yeah, got
to
give stuff away. We have really cool things in there. We have some silly things in the 12 Balloons.
All right, welcome to your Friday show, everybody.
With Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
What a night. Pictures, video, all that stuff is going to be up at KISS951.com. Also, check our MRL show Instagram to see pictures of the fun last night. That was Christmas Concert 2018. We had intern Adam Driver dressed up as one of Santa's helpers, and he's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Give everyone your Santa that you were... your Santa impression that you were doing last night.
You know, I couldn't do the Santa impression. I tried. He kept yelling at me to say ho, ho, ho.
And try it now.
The Santa was doing it. You want me to try it now?
That's what we're asking you to do. Yes.
Okay. Hey, kids. It's me, Santa Claus. How's that?
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, it's not, your ho, ho, ho is not bad. But
I was going ha, ha, ha. That's not
like
the same.
Midwest Santa.
Yeah, Roy, it's Midwest Santa.
Midwest, fine.
Midwest Santa.
There's a different Santa.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
Hey,
is there a redneck Santa Claus?
It's like squirrel. Hey, squirrel.
Hey, y'all, how's it going? Ho, ho, ho.
Sorry I let you down.
You want some camouflage for Christmas? Yeah.
That's funny. All right, so you were dressed as Santa. You were the real hero last night, though. I mean,
yeah. Big hit.
It was the order of people being excited. Why Don't We? Sabrina Carpenter and Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody loves Santa Claus. Actually, my voice was blown out last night from screaming at the children. They're all waving and yelling, Santa.
Yeah, you were going,
and I was yelling for the bands, you know.
Oh, by the way, Aaron, I found this out through the grapevine, was giving out his social media handles to get more followers.
He was.
Get on that microphone, Aaron. Time for your whippings.
We're walking out. You know, I took them, Porter took them back to their car, and Aaron's like, I got 15 new followers. I'm
like,
how?
Yeah, that was a classy move, wasn't it?
And then, by the way, and all the people are, like, sending him DMs, be like, hey, can you tell the boys from my Don't We This? Can you tell the boys from my Don't We
That's
That?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Loren, snap his booty.
Take that.
I forgot about that. One of the girls threw, like, a hair tie at us to give to that band.
Oh, right, yeah. They tied a note on a hair tie, then threw it at the boys. And I was like, did somebody just throw their panties at you?
It looked like it. Yeah. It looked like it.
Things were wild last night at Kiss Miss concert. Bryce Vine did awesome. Ava Max. It was a great show. Like we said, all the pictures are up at kiss951.com. I don't know if the one of Adam Driver sitting on Why Don't We's lap made at the MRL, but I have a picture of it, so I'll post it. How did that happen? How did you end up on the boys' lap from Why Don't We?
Okay, so there, AJ.
So there I was.
AJ was interviewing the boys there, and Aaron was filming a little bit, and he said, why don't you go stand over here, and I'll film you sort of pointing at them. And I go, okay, sure. I get too close, they see Santa Claus, and they go, come over here. And he says, sit on my lap. I don't remember the name of the gentleman.
That's fine. There's like five of them.
Yeah, there was a lot, but I sat down on his lap, and they were asking me what kind of cookies I liked, and I asked them what they wanted for Christmas.
You know they're supposed to sit on your lap, right?
Yeah. It was a little backward.
Yeah, a little bit.
But, I wasn't upset with it.
Right.
I felt bad for him, because I think I weighed, like, twice what he weighs.
Yeah, the boys from my don't are like, little stinks.
Same dudes. One of them had a notable limp when he got up on stage last night.
Yeah, and not nearly as tall as you are.
No.
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 Yeah.
So I was worried I was going to hurt him, but... No, I sat right down.
It was
no
a good bit. It was good. It was a good video.
Yeah. I mean, do you have any idea in the world how many millions of girls would love to have been in your spot?
Just sit on one of the boys' lap?
No, all those girls and ladies and stuff should be jealous of me.
Right.
Because I'm living the dream.
You know what I loved about the whole thing? I'm like talking to Mania Loren, and then next thing I know, I look out of the corner of my eye, and Adam Driver is on the lap of the boy.
I'm like,
what happened? How did this transpire?
And I was being such a bad influence to Aaron last night. Like, I was telling him to go, like, under stanchions and, like, film wherever you want. I was like, no, you work for, like, go. Don't let them tell you no.
He got specific instructions of what he cannot film. Like, screw those instructions. What are they going to do, throw you in not filming jail?
No.
I mean,
no. Everybody did great. Everybody did great. We'll have all those pictures up. And we played a game with Sabrina Carpenter, and it was actually... I didn't think it was that easy. She did really well. We took lines of very popular Christmas songs, but we took the least popular lines, and then we didn't sing them. We just said them.
Yeah, but I don't think they were the least popular lines. I think they were pretty.
I went through to try the...
Yeah.
I literally tried to find the lines that wouldn't give the song away. Anyway, we'll play a game just after 7, whether or not Sabrina Carpenter knows that.
So one more thing that was funny that happened last night.
Yeah, man.
So, hey Ron, we... At some point, I don't know how, but I got the metal detector wand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was wanding
backstage.
Yeah. And I was playing with it and, like, wanding Lorenz hoopy ears and having all the fun. And so there's a cop right there, too, who's witnessing the whole thing. Just letting us play with his toy, you know. And then so Aaron loudly says, steal it to the wand. Can you believe that police officer walked with us all the way back?
Yeah.
He wanted to keep a close eye on
I've never been
Rod.
So scared in my life.
We were not
the kid from Weddington has a reputation.
Yeah. Yeah. And the cops following Aaron. He didn't handle it well at all.
Yeah. I ran into a door, a metal door in the elevator. It was a whole thing.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it was a great night.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Christmases that I can remember. I just remember at one point too, we were sitting there, we were talking to Sabrina Carpenter, and we were doing like pictures, and then all of a sudden there's like this huge crash where somebody knocked over like It sounded like somebody knocked over a glass table.
Yeah. I
remember
it was
that?
A massive crash.
And nobody ever figured out what it was. Nobody, yeah. There was no repercussions. We were all like, everybody went right back to it. So, all right, we're going to tell you. Is there anything going on in Hollywood? I think we covered it from last night.
It happened last night.
Yeah,
surely.
Exactly.
Yeah, Kissmas happened last night. That was the big deal. Get your pictures at kiss951.com. We're going to tell you how you can have the kids talk to Santa. The MRL Show Santa Hotline is wide open right now.
Yeah, so we'll give you the number. And we'll talk. Maybe we even play a couple phone calls.
Sweet, yeah.
All right, we'll do that in five.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Home of the Santa Hotline. You want to call the big guy up north? We got a telephone number for you to call. 704-899-4071. That's 704-899-4071. We also get that number posted up on Instagram at the MRL Show.
So when you go there, you hear Santa, who's given us his voicemail password, and said, sure, play those messages and let the little boys and girls hear themselves on Kiss 95.1 on the MRL Show. Here's Santa's message when you call him.
Hello there. You've reached the Maney, Roy, and Loren Santa Hotline. Go ahead and leave your message. Tell Santa what you want for Christmas. I check my messages daily, so I'll be sure to hear it. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we got an in with the big guy.
Hopefully Adam Driver, our in-house Santa, heard that. He was dressed as Santa last night at Kissmas, and he wasn't a very good Santa's helper.
No, he was not a good Santa's helper.
All right, you guys want to hear a couple voicemails?
We do.
See what's going on in the world, what the kids want for Christmas. Here's someone.
I want a dolly that wants some pops of bruises and such when it goes to sleep.
What do you want, Dave?
A dinosaur want one. And moves his eyes in life.
Tell him to have a happy Christmas, Santa Claus.
Happy Christmas, Santa Claus.
Aww.
What
did she say then?
I don't know. Hold on. I don't want to say it.
I think just one person said it.
Hey, that dinosaur that they're talking about that walks and talks, we gave those away as part of our Secret Santa.
When
you guys raised money for Levine last Thursday, which we raised over $150,000. The life care nurses went shopping and bought that dinosaur. It was the most popular gift in the room.
It was the biggest hit of the day.
Because, like, the dinosaurs walk?
They walk, you feed them broccoli.
You feed them broccoli?
Yes.
Yeah, they eat, they talk. And the nurse said that she had like 50 of them in the back of her car.
Uh-huh.
And they were all talking to each other. She's like,
conversation. Yeah. Where are we going?
But they don't make like real talking sounds. They like make dinosaur talking sounds,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
So you pet its head and it, like, you know, kind of purrs at you.
Driving down the road hearing that.
Like, oh, man, I got to eat something. My stomach is really torn up. Hey, you guys want to hear another one?
Yeah.
All right.
My name is Landon and I'm 7 years old. And can I please have the Nintendo Switch with the WWE 2K19 game? And can I have a new scooter? Can I have 3 more fighters?
I don't know what happened.
That might as well have been in another language to me. Because after the video game, I like lost it.
It ain't over yet.
Santa understands too. He understands everything.
Yeah.
You have to say your name and your age. My name is Jaden, and I'm 6 years old, and I want a new Barbie house. With more Barbie. Bye!
Yeah, the Santa Hotline is in full swing. That number again, Roy?
Yes, 704-899-4071. And parents, you can always go to our Instagram at the MRL Show to get that number so you can call later. I mean, we've had people calling like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You don't have to call it in the morning. Santa's just going to listen to them day by day.
Some, do it when the kids are getting home from school.
Some parents also use the Santa Hotline to call and let Santa know whether their little boys or girls have been good.
Yep.
And you could get specific on the voicemail on what your child is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll make sure Santa hears it so that everybody can have a Merry Christmas. So the Santa Hotline is wide open for another week. We'll be playing your messages live on the air throughout the morning, okay?
Perfect.
You guys want to do a concert? I don't know. I should be exhausted after Christmas last night, but aren't we feeling festive on a Friday?
I'm in the Christmas spirit because tonight, like, Christmas launches our week of Christmas shows.
Yes.
And so Loren usually brings in, like, these booties that we call them the cloppers.
Yeah.
They're very loud. Like, she'll walk to the bathroom and back, and we can hear from a mile away.
What song was it, Roy, yesterday that we were saying she should clop to?
Oh, the sleigh ride, yeah. Because they got solos for the horse hooves, and she kind of sounds like a horse hoof. Yeah. And I brought my jingle balls in.
Oh, perfect. All right. Let's do a clopping concert live on the air to get everybody in the holiday spirit. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's coming up in under 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Happy holidays,
Happy holidays. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Trying to take the reins on the
board.
He's present. I'm like, don't touch that.
I like the way Nicole sprung into action. I'm out in the hallway. She's going, go, you're on. Sorry about that, everybody. Very unprofessional.
Yeah, it is unprofessional, but it's the day after Christmas. We're always a little unprofessional after Christmas. Gotcha.
By the way, we are going to have Sabrina Carpenter here on the show in just about 10 minutes. We're going to play Name That Christmas Carol. We took the least popular lines of each Christmas carol, and we didn't sing them. We just said them.
Yeah.
And we'll play a game with you guys. You can guess whether or not you think she knows it, okay?
All right. Since we're kind of in the festive spirit, and Christmas really kicked off our Christmas celebration of shows, well, let's have a holiday concert.
So this kind of came about, like most things do on the show, just as a goof. And then we're like, wow, maybe we should really do that. Loren's got, like, booties.
Yeah,
your booties.
I wear these booties to work a lot. And I'm really loud coming down the hallway. And the boys call them my clompers. Mm. So,
there you go. So you can be, by the way, we'll put a microphone there. Okay, try it now. Let me hear.
Hold on. They're hard to hold.
You're going
to
be the horse's hoofs in Sleigh Ride. All right, that's good. All right. And Roy, you've got the sleigh bells.
Hey, let me know when I should go.
And I got the bullwhip.
Okay.
Hold on, not yet.
Oh, I thought I was just trotting.
Oh. No. You'll hear your part.
Okay.
That's my part, Roy.
Why?
All right, get ready, Loren.
Okay. Going a little faster now. Easy, Maney.
Okay, back off with the clap.
Yeah. Do you think I'm off beat?
I don't even think you guys are listening to the same song we are.
Am I not off beat?
All right, here we go, Loren. Solo.
Oh, you too soon. There you go.
All right, again, here we go. These are Loren's booties playing.
Ow!
All right, everybody, Roy, come on with the bells.
Make an announcement.
I
officially work for a children's program.
We couldn't be happier.
That was fun, man.
Yeah, good
we
clopping.
We really are children.
Man, good clopping. I think we should try it again later on in the show. Now that we're warmed up. We should do our real performance.
I know.
I'm going to stand on the desk next time.
You know,
The bells are so big, I can't go to beat.
I know. Why is it that your jingle bells are enormous? They're the size of baseballs.
I don't know, man. I went to the store and I got the biggest bells I could get.
Let me see.
Look at them. And one hangs lower than the other.
But maybe if you held them, like, in your
hand. Are those old jingle balls?
Oh, I could do that. Yeah.
So if you hold them, like, under the bell, instead of holding them all the way up at the top.
Okay. Yeah, so to give you, like, what it is, it's, like, three massive bell balls connected by rope to a circle handheld device. So they dangle.
Right.
My bells are dangling.
I think everybody's much happier this morning knowing the description of your jingle balls.
I was wondering what they looked like.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Wow. We absolutely had a blast last night at Kissmas Concert 2018. Thanks to our friends at Top Golf for being a sponsor last night.
Yeah.
Woof. I mean, why don't we? Sabrina Carpenter, Bryce Vine. I never saw him live.
He was really good, although he made me nervous, kept standing on the fence. I felt like a parent saying, stop that. You're going to get hurt.
And didn't Sabrina do a cover last night?
She did. I heard her do a Celine. Was it a Celine? No, she did God is a Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did Ariana.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
I couldn't hear anything with everyone screaming.
I know. And that's so, like, a lot of people don't know, but, like, when an artist is on stage, then we're backstage interviewing, like, Why Don't We? Or getting pictures and stuff. That's kind of, that's the stinky part about working a show, is that you don't really get to watch as much.
Yeah, you don't get to enjoy it.
As soon as Sabrina Carpenter took the stage, I got to watch one song, and we were whisked away, but.
The boys from Why Don't We? Their fans were crazy. And at some point, I realized that no matter what we said on stage, they'd scream. So I was like, I stepped in gum, and the crowd just went crazy. Yeah, I stepped in gum. Woo! You know.
Hey, we need someone to play the Sabrina Carpenter Guess the Christmas Song game, 704-570-9595.
We interviewed Sabrina Carpenter. We'll have the full video interview up on the website later today at kiss95.1.com. However, we played a game with her.
Yep.
And it's, does she know the Christmas Carol? And so what you're going to do is you're going to call in at 704-570-9595, and you're going to guess if she knows the song. We got a lyric. We got what we thought was the obscure lyric. We didn't sing it. We just said it. And by the way, there's no prize. This is just for fun. 704-570-9595.
While we're waiting for producer Nicole to grab us someone to play, did you see this list? You probably didn't, because the MRL show, we throw lists at you that you didn't even know existed. North Carolina ranks in the top 10 states with the most Christmas spirit.
Oh, I like that.
This is based on Google searches.
Okay.
For Christmas-related things, like Christmas movies, how to build gingerbread houses, Black Friday shopping trends, cards, ornaments, elf on a shelf. They take all the Google analytics from every state, including the Hawaii and Alaska.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and North Carolina was on the top.
North Carolina.
Where did we fall?
In the top 10 list. Take a guess where we fell.
Number 7.
Okay.
5.
5 was Maine. 7 was Alabama.
Number 6.
10, North Carolina.
We have McCaddenville. So yeah. I think that, you know, we have a whole town that dedicates themselves to Christmas. So
elevates us.
I wonder, there's a couple people south of the border in South Carolina who are like, that's it, honey, we got to move. Like, South Carolina's not on the list, but North Carolina is. And I want my Christmas. I want my Christmas state.
Who is number 1?
Washington State, South Dakota, Utah, Missouri, Maine, Tennessee.
Hmm. Oh, you know, all those were cold states.
And Midwestern.
Yeah. All right, let's bring in Allie from Rock Hill. Allie, you are live with the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. Do you want to play Does Sabrina Carpenter Know the Carol?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
That sounds good.
You sound very confident.
Yeah. Like when Alex Trebek says, you guys ready to play?
I know. Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Steve Harvey says, you guys ready to play the feud? No,
yeah, I guess.
I got like 10 minutes.
All right. So we're going to recite the lyric, and then I want you to guess whether if she knows the song or not, okay?
Okay, so the first one, here it is for you. Now, I don't even know if you'll know this song.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Allie, do you know that song?
I feel like I do, but maybe. I don't know.
One more time.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
You know what? Because when we were doing this game yesterday, I was like, this is so easy. Mm-hmm. But it's because I had the answers in front of me. I literally right now don't know that.
I think you have to sing it to yourself, like, yeah, once you hear the words.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter whether or not Allie knows it, because the game is to guess whether or not Sabrina Carpenter, one of the mm-hmm. stars of Kissmas, would know it. So what do you think? Is she going to know that, yes or no?
I say no.
Mm, all right, let's see.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. Bing! You got it.
Yeah, there you go. You guessed wrong on that one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
She knew it. Holly Jolly Christmas. Mm-hmm.
All right, you got -1 point.
That's okay.
No. We're not taking anything away.
We're not playing for anything either.
Right.
All right, Allie, here we go. Does she know this one?
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well.
Ooh.
Is that all you gave her?
I say no, because I definitely don't know it.
All right, she says that Sabrina Carpenter's not going to know this one.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't
mind. It's beginning
mind
to look a lot like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Uh-huh.
She was right. Allie was wrong.
Oh, these are hard.
All right, Allie, let's see if Sabrina Carpenter knows this one.
Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
You kind of sung that one.
Yes, she knows that one. If she's seen Mean Girls.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock. There you go. Allie's on the board.
Mean Girls.
Right, she hasn't, you know.
Right. We have one more, Allie. It's important to get this one right so you can at least end in a tie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You've got one right, two wrong, the last song.
In the meadow, they can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown.
In the meadow, they will build a snowman.
Oh.
She says, yes. She thinks that Sabrina Carpenter knows the song.
Please. He said, please. It's Frosty.
Everyone knows Frosty the Snowman.
Technically.
What? Wait, is that not Frosty the Snowman?
The name is Walking in a Winter Wonderland.
Wow. I'm like, I got this.
It is a trick question.
That one's hard because, yeah, you start talking about snowman, you think it's Frosty. I let myself down.
Allie, poor thing. Yeah. You weren't right on that one. That's a hard game, right?
That was a hard game.
When you're not singing the lyric.
Yep, I agree.
What are you doing today?
That's creepy. Wow.
Allie. Why are you going to take it there?
I don't know. What are you doing?
I'm sitting in the parking lot at work, about to walk in.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a teacher.
We love our teachers.
Yes, you're responsible for the future minds of America. Good
love
for you.
That's right.
Well, go in there and teach them. Teach them to turn to Kiss 95.1 every day.
And teach them some social skills so they don't end up asking people what they're doing today.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? We're getting to know Allie a little bit.
I know. It was just the way you asked him. It was a little strange.
When you ask people what
it's
they're doing,
it's a good conversation starter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just creepy when you do it. That's all.
Allie, we need to apologize to Roy and Loren for being humans, okay? All right. Have a great day, Allie.
Y'all too. Thank you.
You know what was creepy about it? The pause.
Yeah.
And then you went, what are you doing today?
I looked at the time and I said, hey, we have a second. Maybe we could find out a little more. Should I have been more like, hey, let's find out a little more about Allie?
It just sounded like you were going to ask her to lunch or something.
Like a game show? Finding more about Allie, our contestant today. A little backstory. What are you doing today? What's your social security number? And what's your address?
Oh, what are you doing today? You know, aren't you curious what people do? We're in here.
We are. It's just the pause.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Hopefully the rest of the show is pause-free and creepless. What do you got coming up in the dirty, Loren?
So there are some forerunners for Ellen's new job that could be opening. And Ariana Grande did drop that new song, and I've got it for you coming up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mania Weather and Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1. Who is
got
it?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I thought the Santa Claus. We got a direct line to them. Also, parents, this is a number to call if your kids have been naughty or nice. Santa's going to want to do that. He know that. He checks his voicemail every day. The phone number to call is 704-899-4071. That's 704-899-4071.
Hello there. You've reached the Maney, Roy, and Lorenz Santa hotline. Go ahead and leave your message. Tell Santa what you want for Christmas. I check my messages daily, so I'll be sure to hear it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Santa. Love you. You want to hear a cute little voicemail that someone left?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen to this. This is how your kids can get on the radio.
I want a dolly that walks and pops and closes his eyes when it goes to sleep.
What do you want, Dave?
A dinosaur one and moves his eyes and more.
Tell him to have a happy Christmas, Santa Claus.
Happy have a Christmas, Santa Claus.
Happy have a Christmas, Santa.
Happy have a Christmas.
Aww. Happy have a Christmas to you too, sweetheart. Yay! Aww. It's Christmas time. I got my whip. Hold on.
Are we supposed to be playing our jingle bells and shoes?
We're going to do this later in the show. The moment just caught us.
Okay.
Let me see if I can hit this whip on the right part.
Oh, that's about right. Although I've never noticed whips in that song until now.
Yeah.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorenz. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
And the whip that we have in my little sound effects box, that's a loud, like, snappy, hurdy whip.
Yeah.
Ow. Okay.
All right, I get it. I'll go faster.
By the way, people want to know if they could get that Santa hotline number. We'll put it on our socials at the MRL show. You can grab it there. In fact, it's up there right now.
Yes, it is. Okay, so ever wonder who the highest paid model in the world is? Well, it's Kendall Jenner again this year. And she brought in a whopping $22.5 million.
Oh, my God. Oh, she's beautiful.
I know. I'm like, geez, that Kardashian money wasn't enough. I feel like...
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's a beauty. She is a beautiful thing.
I feel like now she's just being greedy.
I think that's one of her biggest fans right there.
Yeah, for sure. So Ariana Grande, she did tell us that she was going to drop new music last night. And she said this new song is going to be called Imagine. She says that Thank You Next was equal to acceptance and that Imagine is more of a denial. Now here it is.
We go like up to sleep on your chest. Love how my face fits so good in your neck. Why can't you imagine a world like that?
She's fire. Like, I legit... I love everything she puts out.
Me too. But producer Aaron and I were talking off the air when we were first listening to it. And I was like, she sounds amazing. But I cannot understand one word that she sings because she doesn't enunciate when she sings.
It's okay.
So I have to like, but I'm so invested in her music that I have to like get the lyrics, then listen to it and like find the words, you know? So, but she is fire. All right. So Taylor Swift, she just announced that she is giving her fans a little present for her birthday.
Woo-hoo!
And she shared with them a trailer for her upcoming concert film about her Reputation Stadium tour. Now, fans can ring in the new year watching it because it drops New Year's Eve at midnight on Netflix. And Ellen, well, she hasn't announced anything, but there are reports out there that she is thinking about leaving the Ellen DeGeneres show and going on to, focus on some acting and doing her stand-up. And she's doing her first stand-up special in, I think, like 8 years. But her wife thinks that, you know, there's other things for her to do. So she doesn't want her to pigeonhole herself in this role. Well, the new forerunner that we're hearing is Kelly Clarkson to take over.
I heard that yesterday, and I like that pick.
Do you?
Yeah, I have a friend that knows Kelly personally, mm-hmm. and Kelly, like... right around American Idol times when she first came out, was one of my favorite interviews. She's just awesome.
Yeah.
Got a good personality, Roy. Yeah. She would do great.
I think she's got a great personality, but I don't know that...
She makes fun of herself, which you need to be able to
do. Yes, you do need to be self-deprecating. But I just don't know that she, like, I love her as a personality. I just don't know if she could carry a show. I mean, I'm interested to see.
But, like, I don't think she'd do, like, a whole stand-up thing. I think she'd just be, like, having fun.
Like, I see, I don't know, like, Kelly Clarkson, like, almost reminds me of, like, Rachel Ray. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I think she'd be great. If you don't mind, 1 second, Lauren.
Yeah.
Buddy, is everything okay? You seem a little distracted during this dirty, preoccupied with a text message or something.
Oh, I had to pick...
His breakfast is wrong.
Yeah, I had to pick a different breakfast, Adam. So well, I
how come?
Do you really want to get
What's
into...
the matter?
They didn't... They
he
didn't
ordered
have
a hot dog for breakfast, and they haven't made him yet.
No, I had to pick a different item.
Oh, they don't make hot dogs at 7:25 in the morning?
Well, okay. Listen, she's ordering a pizza. I thought it wasn't that far.
It's on a bagel.
Well, my hot dog's on a bagel. What's the difference?
Okay, I just wondered. Let me be sure it's important.
Anyway, that's your dirty.
It's time to play Can't Beat Loren hot dog.
704-570-9595. She's got like 15 wins. Call now, take her down.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren on Kiss 95.1.
She's talking to... Oh, there you go, Loren.
Mary Jane.
Oh, no, we can hear herself.
Hey, Mary Jane, turn down your radio.
I think it's a speakerphone.
It could be a Bluetooth or something.
Yeah, listen to us through the phone if you can.
Okay.
All right, you're playing Can't Be Loren. Yep, that's perfect. You're playing Can't Be Loren today on your Bluetooth speaker. And I don't know if we have questions. Do we not have questions?
I don't know where my questions are.
I have my questions.
Oh, well, look, Roy's in the driver's seat today.
You asked today, Roy. I don't know where mine are.
All right.
I don't know where they are. Okay, Roy, you ask. We
Mary Jane, throw Loren out of the studio.
Loren, get out of the studio.
I'm going. We're a mess after Kissmas.
Oh, we are. We stay up till midnight. This is the quality you get when we don't go to bed at 8 p.m. All right, Loren is out of the studio. You still don't have your questions, bud?
I might have written my breakfast order on them and handed them over to Adam Driver.
All right,
go ahead. Don't worry about it. You asked the questions today, buddy. You're capable.
Okay, by the way, she literally just came in and gave it to us. John Mayer can't stay out of the dating rumors. He was rumored to be dating Halsey, and now he's rumored to be dating Scott Disick's ex-girlfriend. Who is that?
No answer.
Okay.
I'm having help, but no good here.
Okay. Taylor Swift is bringing her stadium tour to you. You will be able to watch the show from her tour thanks to the streaming service that is home of shows like Stranger Things. What streaming service is that?
Netflix.
We've heard reports of Ellen thinking about getting out of daytime TV, and we now hear reports of Kelly Clarkson wanting to get into daytime TV. What singing competition did Kelly win that launched her career?
American Idol.
There are wedding rumors for Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin in the near future. What band is Chris Martin a part of?
No idea.
All right. And Ariana Grande's new song just released, and we're thinking she wishes things could have been different for her and what ex-fiance of hers, her just recently ex-fiance.
Pete Davidson.
All right, good job.
Da-da-da-da-ba-dum-bum.
Lorraine's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Mary Jane got 3 correct.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
I hope so. I don't even know if my brain's working properly.
Yeah, that was my part. Like, I get to say how many.
Oh, you know what? I'm just so used to doing it.
Well, you're asking the questions today.
I know. Okay, go ahead. Do you want to do that part again?
Yeah.
Go ahead, buddy.
She got 3 correct, Lorraine. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
John Mayer can't stay out of dating rumors. He is rumored to be dating Halsey, and now he's rumored to be dating Scott Disick's ex-girlfriend. Who is that?
Kourtney Kardashian?
That is correct. 1-0. No answer from our friend Mary Jane. Taylor Swift is bringing her stadium tour to you. This is all thanks to this streaming service that is home of shows like Stranger Things.
Netflix.
That is correct. 2-1. You want to say 2-1, buddy?
I would like to.
Okay.
2-1, Loren.
Okay.
Mary Jane, hang on. We'll see how she does the rest of the way, okay?
We've heard reports of Ellen thinking about getting out of daytime TV, and we now hear reports of Kelly Clarkson wanting to get into daytime TV.
Uh-huh.
What singing competition did Kelly win that launched her career?
American Idol.
That is correct. They also got it right. Right now, it is 3-2. Loren in the lead.
Good job.
Mary Jane Haley right behind.
Okay. There are wedding rumors for Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin in the near future. What band is Chris Martin a part of?
Coldplay.
That is correct. They did not have an answer. 4-2, Loren.
Ariana Grande's new song has been released, and we're thinking she wishes things could have been different for her and what ex-fiance?
Pete Davidson.
That is correct. They got that right as well. Final score, Loren 5, Mary Jean and Haley, you guys got 3. 5-3. Final score, 5-3.
Guys, I'm so sorry. It's not a win. You know what I want to hear.
This is Haley and Mary Jean, and we can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, guys.
All right, thank you.
Enjoy the legendary Friday free-for-all to get you pumped up for the weekend. That's what they need to
do. Made me feel bad.
Yeah. I mean, you got to know the answers.
I know.
You do. You got it.
All right, legendary Friday free-for-all is heading your way in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Now you are celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Recovering from Kissmas Concert 2018 last night. What a great show.
It really was.
My gosh. Yep. Thanks to Top Golf for being a sponsor. And you can go check out pictures, videos, all that at kiss951.com or on our Insta at the MRL Show.
Okay. So, Ellen, there were some reports this week that she may be giving up her talk show. And this was because her wife thinks that she's got so many talents that she should really, you know, spread her wings and be acting and doing stand-up and other things as well. But we all wondered, like, well, who would take over that time slot then? And the name that everyone is throwing out there is Kelly Clarkson.
I like that.
Yeah, she's supposed to have a show premiere in September of 2019, so that would be an easy plug-in to Ellen.
See, I think Kelly Clarkson would be like a personality like Wendy Williams.
Do you? See, yeah. I don't.
Hang on. Okay. Wendy Williams is sassy. And
yeah.
Not like that. But I'm saying, like, she wouldn't do the normal, like Ellen does the normal talk show thing. I think, like, Wendy Williams does not do the normal talk show thing.
Yeah.
I think it'd be like that. See, it'd be a very different type of program.
And to me, like, Kelly Clarkson seems like she would have more of a Rachel Ray show to me. Like, that kind of feel to it.
Well,
so yeah, I'm like, well, there's already a Rachel Ray, so yeah, why do I need another, you know, I don't know.
Kelly is like a very fun personality.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like she's going to come out and do a song every episode.
Yeah. Right. I'm willing to give her a shot. It's I'm not saying I'm against it. It's just not, I mean, I thought maybe there would be somebody.
Watch the video of her getting drunk with Seth Meyers at NBC.
Okay.
And that's probably what you would expect from a TV show from her.
Okay.
Real quick, someone said, hey, guys, could you please give a shout-out to Vance High School? Our football team is on the way to the state championships today up in Durham.
Oh,
and our boys could really use some extra support.
Football's still going on?
State championships, yeah. Roy, as a former football high school football player, give him a quick tip.
Well, if you're the center, the football player says hut, and then you hand him a ball, but make sure nobody passes you because you don't want the quarterback to get tackled.
Well, look at him.
That was my job.
Good. Go, Vance. Way to go, Vance High School.
Your new offensive coordinator. Yeah. Hey, we've got some new music today. Pitbull's got a new song out. Ariana Grande's got a new song out. Zayn's got a new song out. Where do you want to start?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have all of them.
Okay, well, let's start with Ariana, because I know you have that.
That's a good starting place. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, this is Imagine. This is kind of the follow-up or the polar opposite of what Thank You Next was.
We go like up to sleep on your chest. Love how my face fits so good.
You're right. She doesn't enunciate a lot, but I love her.
I love her voice. And I literally, I get so invested in her music that I have to go and find the lyrics and then figure out what she's saying. It's like a game for me.
Yeah. Well, my new thing is because our boss says I don't enunciate enough, and I try to tell him I'm from the South and people from the South can understand me.
Uh-huh.
Now my new thing's going to be like, well, talk to Ariana Grande because I can't understand a dang thing right. She says.
Talk to Ariana because I can't.
Yeah.
That's
so funny. Do you have any more of those? Zayn?
We already played Zayn this week. Does he have a new one?
One thing we
might
have
be the more extended version, but that's okay. Chris Pratt, he is wishing.
I have Lil Jon.
Actually, I like the Lil Jon. He came out with a Christmas song. God. That is the best. That was what I was most excited about this morning, quite honestly.
I didn't think I was prepared for that.
That comes on strong, too. Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, Chris Pratt, he wished his girlfriend, Katherine Schwarzenegger.
Hey. Sorry about that. Okay. Go ahead. Keep going.
He wished her a happy birthday on social media and kind of gave us a little look at their pet name. He calls her Chief.
Okay.
Hang on. Okay. Don't touch the computer anymore. I got it.
Okay. Hey, y'all good? You handle it.
Yeah, I got it. You can get it.
Okay. Loren, what's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get? What does Loren like?
All right. So I think your kids will love this for the holidays. It is a bank that looks like an ATM, and you have to feed the money in it, the singles, like one by one or whatever you give them as an allowance. And there's a little keypad on the front that they have to type in their PIN to be able to open it and get the money back out.
Okay.
I think it's cute.
That is really cool. Dean's really into safes right now for some reason.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a safe.
Yeah, it's like an ATM.
Yeah. We'll have that information up for you at kiss951.com, but that's your dirty.
What if we're like normal human beings and we forget our passcode?
Oh, I don't know, buddy. Make it your birthday.
Okay. Hey, if you missed it, the Santa hotline is wide open. We'll play some messages off the Santa hotline, plus we'll give you that number. Speaking of Santa, we understand Santa's in the building and might drop into the studio at any time.
I heard he's lurking the halls.
Ooh. Awesome. We got that coming up, plus so much more right here on the MRL Show.
With Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
We got this thing called the Santa Hotline. You can call the big guy up north at 704-899-4071.
Have your kids tell Santa what they want for Christmas, and we'll play it back on the radio all next week. Your kids will be live on the radio. Speaking of Santa.
Well, what's I hear jingle bells.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, no. It's Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is in the studio.
I know him.
Hi, Santa.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Wow.
What a surprise. We heard you were in the building. We didn't know you were going to come by and say hi.
Well, I heard something else. I heard you've all been very naughty this year.
It's been a rough year, Santa.
Huh. Oh, I bet you. Santa just scared a young woman in the hallway.
Well, you know, it's
a lot of people don't expect to see you.
She almost had a heart attack.
Yeah, because you're always supposed to come on Christmas Eve night.
Yes.
Well, that's right, but I'm here early anyway.
Checking
so, Loren.
Yes.
Have you been hiding purchases from Dallas?
No.
That's very naughty.
Mm-mm. I've seen some bag Santa. I don't think she's telling the truth.
Deny. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know who Rich is? Rich is your UPS driver who's currently bedridden with severe back pain from all your Amazon boxes.
Jingle your bells after you get a zinger.
After you get a zinger.
You're on the board. Oh, geez.
Okay.
Santa, I'm so sorry about my purchases. I won't
There's
do
no
it anymore.
Excuses for you.
Your poor UPS driver can't sit on Santa's lap because he's bedridden with back pain.
Now I feel bad.
His discs are fused together now. It's all your fault.
Oh, wow. And Roy,
my boy, I've been watching you as well.
I hope you haven't.
You have a new four-legged pet in the house, don't you?
Yeah, her name is Callie.
Hey, your dog Callie has also been very naughty. She's been eating the furniture.
She's been she's been the worst, Santa.
She's eaten more wood than a woodchuck.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah.
That's
what you're
saying.
These are the worst.
These are good jokes.
In the world.
I love that whenever you hit a joke, you have
not that good.
Me too.
Yeah, no, she has been eating a lot of wood. Is she going to get coal for Christmas, Santa?
Yeah,
I don't know if that's on the script.
I think we move on.
He said we're all getting coal.
And Manny, I see you over there.
Yeah.
The nicest one of all.
You've been very good this year.
Who wrote this script?
Wait a minute, I'm wrong. That was a boy named Manny.
Oh, yeah, that makes more sense.
Manny, you're getting coal in your stocking again. Did you park in the veterans-only parking spot?
Oh, that was an accident. It was an accident.
You're a liar. I have a list of naughty people, and you've been on it all these years. Those spots are for the men and women who take care of our pets.
Our pets?
Our pets.
Your veterans.
Our country, I think.
It's veterinarian, Santa. I think you're wrong.
Got you again, didn't I?
That's another good zinger.
Yeah. Just deal with that.
I'm like, Santa.
Santa thought Veterans Park it was for
vending. That's the stupidest one.
That's good writing.
You're the best, Santa.
That's good writing.
You know, Santa, I never knew that you came with a script. That's so.
What's that?
I never knew that you came with a script.
We didn't know you had material.
Man, Santa likes his jokes.
Jimmy Fallon better watch out. Santa's going to have a whole monologue.
Jimmy Fallon is a hack.
Well, Santa, we're really sorry for being so naughty this year. We won't do it again.
It's all good.
What about our digital producer, Aaron Santa? Has he been naughty or nice?
I don't like him either.
Oh, really?
Santa, I don't like him either.
What did he do
looks
wrong?
Like a dimension squirrel with a video camera.
Right, No.
We got bad Santa.
That's so stupid.
I need a break.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
You just heard Nick Jonas, Jealous. Of course, the newlywed Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
We have forged a relationship, friendship, I would go as far as to say, with his dad, Kevin Sr., who runs awesome restaurant in Belmont called Nelly's.
Yeah, and he officiated their wedding.
I sent him a text message.
That's weird. Yeah.
What?
I just said it weird. I like had a lisp when I said officiated. It that time. Yeah. I just had a drink of water.
I sent Kevin Sr. a text message.
Okay.
The other day.
Why would you text him?
Congratulating him. I said, congrats to you and your family on an amazing wedding. I know you guys represented Belmont well in India.
That's nice.
Cheers, my friend.
Any response?
No.
Yeah, because you know why?
He's still in India.
Oh, or because, you know, you're Manian.
Well, he responds to me.
Yeah. You want to talk about the celebrities I text, or?
No.
All right, boys, let me drop those names that you keep putting on the floor.
First of all, it's not like I texted Nick. I texted his dad. Anybody could go up to Belmont and say hi to his dad. He's at Nelly's all the time. So is Grandma.
Okay.
They're willing to talk to you.
I like how he didn't respond to you. I think that's funny.
But didn't you think that that was a good text?
No, in fact, I think we had a conversation in the studio that you should not text, and we weren't going to text, and we were going to run a gift up there. So as usual, you don't listen to the room, and you do whatever you want.
When are we going to run a gift up? On his first anniversary?
On his first What do you mean? We have time. He's still in India.
Yeah, they're still in India, you said.
I know the way we operate. We operate on either a do-it-or it doesn't happen basis.
So I've just decided Manny's going to do his own show from 6 to 8, and then we can have our show.
That's fun.
Do you guys want Senior's number, and you guys can text him your own congratulations?
No, because it's so impersonal. I'm going to write a note, and I'm going to personally drop it off with a gift at the restaurant.
Y'all are fighting over Nick Jonas's dad's house, by the way.
Do you think this woman was at the wedding?
Belmont, the Ballantine of Gaston County. Bitches!
She should have been. I would have invited her. They need a little home in India.
Sounds like a party.
I would like to let our new family know something about our hometown in North Carolina. We have brought the Belmont Crier.
Belmont, the Ballantine of Gaston County. Bitches!
Now let the party begin. Yeah. Dang it. I had the music ready. I couldn't get to it in time. Ah.
Oh my God. I love this song.
I do too.
It's so good.
You did a year in India. Does this guy sound familiar? Is this like the Enrique of India?
I did live in Mumbai.
We have anybody from India who listens to the MRL show, and I know we do. We have a lot of friends from India. If this guy sounds familiar...
Where'd you find this?
Heck if I know.
Is it is it Bollywood? Like true Bollywood or no?
I don't know. I have it down as Indian music. Hmm. It might not even be. For all I know, I got it off of YouTube.
Oh, my God.
Like, what if it's not? I don't know. I'm not cultured.
Thank you for admitting it.
Yeah, as if we didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, as if we had any clue that you were cultured.
Belmont, the Ballantine of Gaston County. Bitches!
What kind of show is this?
You have people going, and where's the restaurant from? And then you have that girl going, Belmont!
And then right into that music. I mean, come on.
You can't write it any better than that.
Hey, what we do need to talk about is the fears that your parents passed along to you. We're going to get into that coming up 5 minutes right here on the Amorelle Show.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
All right. We are here the day after Kissmas celebrating all things Kissmas. Make sure you head over to the website, kiss95.1.com, to look at your pictures from last night's big event. Why Don't We? Sabrina Carpenter. Bryce Vine was awesome. Mm-hmm. I'd never seen him live. That was great. And then Anna Max, too. She was awesome.
Ava Max.
Yeah. Thank you. I called her Anna. She didn't respond. Now I know why.
Yep.
There's a reason why she didn't want to hang out with us.
I love you, Anna.
Who's that?
Who's he talking to?
By the way, we need to evidently stay up till midnight every night because I've been laughing so hard this morning. It's been like the best show ever.
We've had a visit from Santa today.
Santa was funny.
That was fun. The Santa hotline number, you guys, that is active. Get your kids to call this weekend and we'll play them back on the radio next week. The
telephone number to dial is 704-899-4071.
So I was reading an article that said if you're deathly afraid of rodents, specifically mice, rats, spiders, bugs, bees, it's because it was passed on to you by your parents.
Really?
Growing up, you watched the way your parents reacted to these insects and animals. Therefore, it becomes a learned behavior that before you even know why you should be scared of it, you automatically jump when you see a mouse because more than likely that's the way your mom or your dad or your grandmother handled it.
Hmm. Okay.
So I want to ask you guys, and maybe we could jump on the phones real quick here before we get out at 704-570-9595. I would ask Amanda, but she's flying back. Amanda totally fits in this. What is it that your parents passed on to you? Like, what fear do you say, thanks, mom and dad, because of that, I'm now freak out every time I see it? 704-570-9595. Amanda's mom and dad made her watch Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
When they were kids. And she's like deathly afraid. She hates the whole sweater thing. You can't wear a hat like that.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, yeah. And she blames her mom. We still laugh about it. And her mom, laughs about it. She's like, we just love that movie, but we told you you didn't have to watch it.
Uh-huh.
She goes, mom, every time I left the room, you made me come back.
I think maybe that's where my fear of clowns came from, because my mom doesn't like clowns either, but not in the sense that I fear them.
You should be over it. We had you cured with a hypnotist, remember?
It's not cured.
I think she learned to manage it.
Yes, yeah. That's what we learned.
I'm sure
she manages it.
We'll relive that moment on our best of shows when we go on our Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
What fear was passed on from your parents that you know for sure? 704-570-9595. Roy?
Oh, I'm sure something. I don't know. I know where my fear of snakes came from, and it wasn't my parents. I almost got bit by one. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm deathly afraid of them.
What about that poisonous caterpillar?
Again, that was just me happening to walk outside.
Is your mom skittish over things?
My mom is, it's strange. My mom is like really, really afraid of wildlife, whereas I've been like within arm lengths of a bear and it didn't bother me.
Oh my gosh.
But yet my mom's like up on the roof,
smart, Roy. I would call that smart.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's cute. Come on over here. Come on, hold it. Yeah.
Producer Nicole is afraid, like deathly afraid of the ocean. And I wonder if that was something that was passed down.
We'll ask. She's on the phone, but we'll ask her. Is this Anna?
No. Kristen? Kirsten?
No.
Is there Anna?
Christina.
Oh, it's Christina. I knew it was like, I saw a CH.
Your name disappeared from our screen.
So I'm definitely afraid of snakes. Growing up, my grandfather was so scared of them, watching them on TV, and I think it just got passed down to me. I am terribly afraid of them.
Yeah. That.
And you know what doesn't help about snakes? Thanks. They just look mean.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw a snake and was like, oh, let's cuddle.
Yeah.
They just look mean.
I don't know, man. I've told you guys 1,000 times. Dean and I watched The Crocodile Hunter, Steve Irwin, and on reruns, obviously, and he grabs these snakes. And, it makes you think. Like, the way he loves these things, he's like, they don't want to hurt you. Look at when I put him down, he's going to run.
Mm-hmm. And I slither away. Okay. And I do understand that we are massive to the snakes. So they're like, what are you? Mm-hmm. I get
But the copperheads are the ones that are dangerous around here, especially like in the South Charlotte area where there's like water and stuff, because they don't mean to bite you. You just step on them and they get startled and they nail you.
And we got rattlesnakes.
That's true. Oh, dang. I was going to go to line three. Said they were deathly afraid of credit cards.
Oh.
That's funny.
Yeah, well, you know, like my grandmother didn't believe in like in the bank she would hide money.
Yeah. But yeah. You know. My dad doesn't believe in debt, but I got over that fear real quick.
Yeah.
I wonder what is so terrifying about, like, if it's the plastic of the credit card or the actual idea of a credit card.
I think it's the idea of debt. Like, okay. Parents will drill that into your head. Some parents will. That's what my dad did, but.
My parents attempted to pass on online shopping. The fear of online shopping.
Some people have fears of cotton. Have you ever heard that? That's like a real fear that people have.
I got one for you, Lorraine, after, Roy, after we talked to Brooke. I think I know one that you might be scared of from your parents.
Okay, Brooke from Gaffney.
Hello.
Hi, down there at the Big Peach. Tell us, what are something that you're afraid of that was passed on down to you?
Belly buttons.
What's wrong with a belly button?
They're kind of gross, Roy.
It is so weird and unnatural what a belly button is. Try and poke your belly button inside as hard as you can, and you can't physically do it. You're afraid you're going to poke through your stomach.
Ew.
You know, I don't.
Of course, Maney is doing it.
Yeah, I don't want to show my belly button, but like I have a very any belly button.
But we're talking about your parents passing this on to you. Who passed that on to you? Your mom or your dad?
My mom.
Yeah, like, Brooke. Now we don't like belly buttons.
Yes, we don't.
Yeah, that's funny. Thanks for calling, Brooke. Have a great weekend. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
You know, I can't feel anything in my belly button. If you touch it, can you feel your belly button?
No.
I'm not doing that.
I mean, yeah.
You see, I can't.
Huh.
Yeah. No, I have no feeling in my belly button.
Remember when I said earlier that we're a children's program?
Yeah.
it's a couple hours later, but it still applies.
Yeah, we are. We're both kids.
Before we get to Ethan, Roy, your fear that your parents passed on to you, I guarantee you will not get into a timeshare. Am I right?
Oh, no, I will never touch. I will never touch. No, timeshares are the devil. They're the worst thing, man.
Yep.
You say timeshare around my dad, it ruins the evening for everyone.
And your dad probably turned to you at one point and goes, don't ever get a timeshare. So,
yeah. They're the devil. That's the devil. Hmm. Ethan and Dallas, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
So tell us, what's something that was passed down to you?
My grandmother passed down irrational fear of hair dryers.
Hair dryers?
Yeah. When she was younger, a hair dryer actually caught her hair on fire because she had a lot of hairspray in there already.
Whoa. It was that hot?
Yeah.
That's a legit fear, though.
Yeah, the guys don't, I mean, typically use hair dryers too often.
You know what? Now I'm thinking about it, because Sterling just brought this up to me the other day. I have a very major fear of irons. Like, like if you're ironing your clothes.
We know, we can see. We kind of talked about that behind your back. And I think it was Nicole that said, maybe he's got a fear of it. No.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, so like whatever Sterling's ironing his clothes, I'm like, I don't want to be near it. I can't walk in that room.
Huh.
I'm afraid that it's going to fall and hit me.
And like, Seriously,
I think the iron's going to fall and like hit my body.
That's
and
the
burn
strangest
me.
Thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, Sterling brought that to my attention.
That blows out your fear of ocean.
Yeah.
Boy, now the new top of the list with fears blows past your clowns, bridge fear.
I adopted that independently.
And Sterling has to iron my clothes. That's how afraid I am.
Oh, now you're just lying.
No, I'm telling you the truth.
Hey, Amanda, I'm petrified of the washer and dryer. I cannot go in there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.